I learned some years ago in my clinic that I am not good at predicting who are the patients who will be most successful with diet and exercise. It really comes back to reinforce itself for me almost very frequently. I'll see a patient, they'll often be there with their spouse. So I'll talk to them for several minutes, and they have lots and lots of questions, specific questions about diet changes and activity and what works and what doesn't work. And we'll have this really interactive, interesting conversation. And then they come back and nothing has changed, as opposed to, you know, I have someone who's not all that interested, not all that educated, not seemingly a patient you think is going to be very productive. They come back often with the statement that my spouse is really into this, they're 10 pounds lighter, and over the next year, they're just the absolute poster child of using effective lifestyle modification. So I don't think we can use one appointment with a patient and make a decision whether this is a good idea or not. And I absolutely agree we need to use the professionals, the dietitians and educators who are much better at speaking in language to patients about practical application of these things than I think the average hurried doctor. We have available at my institution a cardiac rehab program for patients, obviously, have cardiac disease, which is based on effective use of dietitians and also regular exercise. And people come actually to the facility and use the gym 3 times a week under observation. The thing that's amazing to me is people really get into it. It's like a club for people. They just really start to adopt healthy lifestyle practices. And we're now using that facility for our patients without cardiac disease. And it's really turned out to be a very beneficial program because it's more than just a doctor saying, please go exercise, please watch your diet, come back and see me in 2 months, we'll talk about it. I mean, there are true goals and guidelines and true sort of milestones along the way that people get positive and negative feedback on, and they work with the staff that's really into it and with other patients who really like it, and it's a fabulous program. So I think that's what we have to think about in our own community, sort of find a place where people can work on lifestyle around others who are enthusiastic and really try and put it into practice for their own life.